Hi, I'm Weldon.
And I'm Kendall.
We are
Geeks About Gaming.
Hi guys, welcome to our second episode of our Geeks About Gaming rebrand thing. You can actually see us this time. Hi! Just like the olden days, guys. Yeah, be sure again to watch our old video content. It's up there for you guys as well. But for everybody that's new, welcome. I'm Wilden.
I'm Kendall. How you doing? And I just want to say, if you like something better, if you just like us audio, just like us visual, if you think you have some tips or tricks for us, if, you know, there's just something we're missing or something you think we could do, let us know. Let us know in the comments.
Yes, and as usual, feel free, if you like what you see, hit like, hit subscribe, spread the word to your friends and family, and follow us on the socials.
Yes,
well.
Please.
Yeah,
follow
yeah.
us on the socials.
Well, yes. Yeah, we need the boost. We need the boost. And here we are. Here we are again, doing things a little bit differently how we do before, but it's still kind of the same at heart. As you can see, we've changed. We got some new fancy stuff, some new of this, some new of that added in there. And for those of you who are just listening to audio, you're like, I have no idea what you're talking about, but it's okay. The fact that we have audio for you to hear. So I hope you enjoy our soothing sounds.
That should be enough.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll get the idea. Yeah, I mean, you can see on our socials, too. We'll post the thing, and you can check it out and at your leisure, as they say. At your leisure. All right. So, guys, again, we're going to do how we always do. We're just going to hop right into it. We go with a howdy. Kendall, what's going on?
As usual, we have video games. We have those video game influencers, like the streamers and whatnot.
Hey.
We got some new leaks, which is no longer a leak. And, you know, just some like video game store stuff we got to tell you about. Pretty fun.
Store stuff. What's
store a store stuff?
Wait, are you talking about an actual store, or you're talking about online shopping, of course, right? Because that's the only store that exists nowadays.
Yeah, online shopping currently, nothing is open still. So fun. I love being in a pandemic.
Oh, yeah, it's a blast. We're having a grand old time.
Grand old time here.
It's so fun. But we got a lot of interesting stuff that happened this week, as usual. Mm-hmm. That's all we say, like, oh, I can't wait to see what happened next week. And then the next week comes and it doesn't surprise me. Something crazy happens, something expected happens, something unexpected. It's,
like,
it's all over the place.
Every single time something happens, it's like, how can there be more to this than what's happening right now?
But there's always more. And that's a good thing for us, because if there wasn't, then what would we be talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Memories of a better time.
I know, right? I can see it now. Just, oh,
yeah.
So sad.
I'm telling you, especially this week, it gets harder and harder not to get that con itch that, like, I just want to be at TwitchCon, drink it with people, or I want to be, like, you know, I even kind of miss Anime Expo for a hot second. I'm, like, being crunched up in Artist Alley and, like, having a heat stroke, and I kind of miss that for a hot second.
Yeah.
Just getting that bad.
Since we can't be at any of those places this year, let me know what you discovered this week, Weldon. Did you discover anything this week?
It's a discovery, and it also goes into what I've been playing this week, actually.
What have you been playing?
So, there's this game, it's now on Game Pass. As you know, there's a lot of games that sometimes just hop in on Game Pass, you're like, what the heck is this? So you play it, and it becomes a big thing. This game called Hypnospace Outlaw.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, no, I'm not sure exactly when this game came out. I think fairly recently. The title vaguely sounded familiar, like I'd heard it in passing on some video or something somewhere. But this game, how do I describe it? It's, you know, those, like, games that come out where it's like, oh, you're on the computer whole time and stuff. Like, kind of like that sort of telling lies, stories untold, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's another one of those. Except instead of you just watching videos, it's you're participating in it. So just go back in time, if you will, because we're old enough to remember this. 1999. What a year that was. 1999. And being on the computer in 1999, you know, you had the internet, but it was a little slow. There was a lot of noises and things like that. You know, you started getting virtual interactions a little bit here and there by, like, talking through, like, AIM or whatever. MySpace mm-hmm. wasn't even a thing yet. It's just, you know, it's, yeah, Windows 98, and, you know, that was about it. So this game takes place in 1999, and what it does is that the game is you being on a 1999 computer and experience. So you have big, bold icons, you have, like, shitty video graphics and images and things like that.
Yeah.
And you're basically... It's kind of like a Second Life. It's like an early version of a Second Life, where essentially it's a virtual MMO life simulator, except you only go into it when you're asleep.
Okay.
So only when you're asleep. And basically your character, whoever is, which is you.
Yeah.
There's an agency that's basically like sort of the police force, and you're hired by this agency police force to basically go online, check everything as everything's happening, all these like web pages and interactions and stuff, and make sure nobody's doing dumb or stupid shit. And this thing, and it's great because they like, not only did it have images, but they have like full commercials they film with actual actors and stuff, but the image just looks like crap. It's like barely, it's not even SD, but they like film videos. The music is probably the best part. They have all these original songs that they made for the game from like fake bands, fake company advertisements. There's songs about pizza. There's, you know, all kinds of stuff. And it goes really in depth, Kendall. Like, you get certain missions assigned of things to look for. And then basically, you're also kind of playing a Twitch mod in a way, too. If you see stuff, you lay the ban hammer down, ban, get them out of here. And then every time you ban somebody, you get coins. And what you do with the coins is as you're looking around these sites, checking shit, sometimes you'll see stuff that you can buy with coins. And so you get these coins and you can buy wallpaper backgrounds, new music, new avatars, even little pets. I got a little pet hamster dude. And I started on the first mission, I started it and then... I don't know, an hour and a half went by, and I didn't even finish the first mission yet just because there's so many web pages.
Mm-hmm.
This thing goes deep. Some are small, some are big, a lot of text. You'll click on one page, it'll hyperlink to another page, and then you'll get down that rabbit hole. And I spent a good hour and a half just searching web pages, just looking at them. I don't even think I've hit them all. I've hit a good portion of them, but it's very detailed and heavy. So if you want something that's a little bit different, that gives you that full, like, immersive experience, like, they go all the way with it, and I highly recommend it. It's on Game Pass now. Get it, at least try it.
Yeah, I like that. Nice.
Yeah, it's really cool. So I don't know how long it is or how many missions it goes. I'm finally starting to get to that point, but man, it goes deep. It goes, you know, checking for trolls and toxic stuff and things like that, yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's what I was playing this week. What about you, Kendall? What are people playing this week? What's going on? What's the big new thing? What's the discovery? What's going on?
My discovery is Tabletop Simulator. And it's not the actual app, like the actual game itself. I just discovered that you can use Tabletop Simulator as a wonderful 3D model for Dungeons & Dragons.
Ah!
Yeah, so this whole week... me and my roommates have been using Tabletop Simulator to just show us what the rooms are like. And you could add people, you could add dragons, you could add like tables and chairs and like piles of gold coins if you want. And it really, really helps. The only problem is do not press the flip table button. Like, because will ruin everything.
And all is lost. Chaos.
And then all is lost. Yeah.
So when somebody flips the table, you take that in the literal sense. Like, they flip the table. That's it. That's.
Yeah, it's like a whole new awesome meaning to like top-down views of Dungeons and Dragons, because now we're like physically in it and we can like see ourselves next to something like to scale. And it's like, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool using Tabletop Simulator for D&D.
So you're saying, so do you like, is it one of those things like the DM builds the rooms ahead of time, or yes, you build as you go?
So okay. The DM does have to build the rooms ahead of time, but I don't know. They think it's worth it. My DM thinks it's definitely worth it.
I mean, that's a heck of a lot of work. I appreciate the commitment, because it's enough for
Sure. And like, it's cool too, because when it's just like flat, you can't tell height or anything. But using Tabletop Simulator, he like added like different balconies and stuff, and we saw like height, and we were like, I want to climb onto this balcony and then jump on this dragon's back. And it was like, I don't know, it totally worked out. Our imagination like didn't have much work to do because it was like right in front of us. It was so cool.
No, that sounds really neat. You know what, Tabletop Simulator? I still have never tried the daggone thing yet.
Nah, you should try it.
I keep seeing it on sale. I do want to get it, because I've heard, that you can add really some cool stuff. And I didn't know about the D&D thing, but you can add some cool stuff to it.
Yeah. And so, I know. I didn't know that was a thing you could do. I thought it was like just board games and stuff.
Yeah. Again, I think part of it too is because I didn't have like people to, like, play games on it with. But
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, I don't know, but I thought one day I'll get it. Eventually, I will. But yeah, that sounds really cool. And that's been around for a minute. So to add all that in, that's really neat, actually. Yeah. So if you guys haven't gotten Tabletop Simulator, I mean, if you like board game, any kind of game, like they have like every like board, card, whatever, pool, anything, they like there's always ways to like mod and add your own stuff to it. It's worth it, I think, if you like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's cool. It's cool. Speaking of other things that happened this week, last weekend, G4 TV made an announcement just on their socials. One video. A video of Adam Sessler being a crazy, crazy car salesman, right? And he was asking us, the fans.
Me?
You. He's asking you.
Me? Oh, hey, well, conveniently.
And everybody else to find G4 TV a host for their segments. And basically, he asked everyone to tag their favorite content creator or favorite host or whatever. And if you wanted to put your own name in the ring, you would just have to send in an audition tape and post that online. And let me tell you, everyone and their mothers did. There were so many videos out. There were so many like duos. I even did a duo myself. Wilden even contributed himself. I saw that. There were a lot of big names, a lot of little names. And like, honestly, I have no idea how they're going to choose people. Like, I have zero idea how they're going to do it.
Yeah, well, here's okay. First off, it was great to see Crazy Adam back, because I never thought I'd see him again. It's been a long time since seen Crazy Adam. It just came out blue. They announced it, and I know they had like a first, like initial thing for it. So I was like, did all the people that apply for that, were they just like, wherever, we're gonna scratch it and redo it differently? Or
they did have an open casting call a month or two ago, would you say? Mm-hmm. And what happened to that? I don't know what happened to that, but they did a second one last weekend, and it was a video one, and they said also that they can close the casting call whenever they want, and that this is not the main way they're gonna, or like the only way, this is not the only way that they're going to find people. So I wonder if they're like doing both or something, or I don't know. It's exciting to think about, though.
It's exciting because it's exciting. It's weird. I feel two ways on it. One, yes, it's great. It's exciting. Awesome. G4, hire us. Where are you doing? We're right here. We're right nearby. We ain't that far away. Just bring us in. That's like half the reason I moved out here, was for a job like that that I never thought would exist again. But yeah, here's the thing, though. Here's the problem. And this is the one thing that worries me. One is, it's good, though, because they're looking for a lot of people, which means I hope this is, like, what's Vin doing, where it's, like, I'm, like, okay, don't, like, Vin's doing it parts. I'm, like, do it to full extent. Streaming or whatever, make this, like, a full channel. That means more opportunities, more hosts, more positions for hosts, better our chances. Mm-hmm. It helps us out, you know. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, the fact that there's so many people wanting and applying for this, one, it's good. It's nice. It's nice to see G4 impacted a lot of people and things like that.
Yeah.
But two, again, you gotta remember G4 was like more about like, don't, if you want, you know, Venn, I get it. Venn was a new thing to get bigger name creators. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw somebody made a thing about, but it's like, you, G4 doesn't need that. Because look, all the people applying. You don't need these big name people to draw people in. So I really hope they're like looking everybody seriously.
Yeah, I feel like G4 TV, the name itself, will get so many people to watch it.
Yeah,
you know?
So don't get all the top influencers and stuff like that. Another thing that worries me too.
Basically, Wilden is saying, hire him. G4 TV,
yes,
do you hear this? Hire
yes.
Wilden. He will not disappoint you.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll tell you this why, too. Here's another thing that'll be a selling point.
Mm-hmm.
Because
what's
you and I,
point?
Kendall, like, I watched it when it was on, right? I watched it when it was on.
Mm-hmm. Most of I did watch it when it was on, like on cable. But most of my memories are from pirated videos on YouTube.
That's okay. That's okay, but I'm saying this. I'm glad so many people are applying, but let me just say, if all these people that were applying really were fans of G4 and watched it, it would still have never gone off the air. It would still be here, okay? Let me just say that.
It's because the times back then were different, and we didn't have, like, this influx of nerd culture community. Like
yeah, no, that's
now.
True. Yeah, and that's why I should be here now. But I'm just saying, if you're looking for people that were fans and stuff like that, I get it. There's all these high-profile people and stuff like that you can think. But I can daggone guarantee you, not all of them watched G4 and understood it like I did and like Kendall did a little bit and like some of us actually watch it. So if you're going through all these people and pick these higher-ups, at least pick people to actually watch a show, because I sure as hell... I'm not going to, like, sit here and let you pick some big-name influencer that never really watched G4 what was on just because they're big in a gaming community. Not for this.
I mean, in all honesty, though, I would totally be happy if Xavier Woods got it, though.
Oh, I mean, I...
Oh,
at
my
this,
gosh.
Hold on. At
this
point,
they have to hire him.
No, I'm going into this assuming that's the case.
Oh, I feel like
that's it's already
the first
in the
person,
it's
or
already, yeah.
It has to be the first person or the last person
right.
They announce.
Yeah, no. Like I expect that's the only guarantee I know out of G4.
Oh,
this whole
yeah.
thing is that he's gonna be a host on this thing.
Somehow. He has to be. Everyone's fending
right?
for him. He's like number one right now.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that. But again, and that's fine. There's exceptions, right? That's fine. But again, G4 was meant to, like, get people started and get them in the platform and stuff like that. All these hosts that are being recommended, they're great and awesome. And some of them probably were fans of G4, which is great. Mm-hmm. At the same time, though, they'll be fine if they don't get it. They have stuff going on. There's still some of us out there, like yours truly,
yes.
that still, I mean, we're starting our
like
podcast,
Wilden.
Right? But
yes.
even Kendall, too, for real. Like Kendall and I are starting on a thing and stuff like that, which is great and everything. But again, all these other big name people, they'll be fine if they don't get G4. You can have them like as guests or whatever. But there are some of us out there, like me and Kendall, that are still like working towards and trying to get to that point of being a host thing because we were influenced by G4. And so like this is it. Like for, I don't know about you, Kendall, because you're
yes.
better equipped for this than me. But I'm one of those where it's like, I'm you throw me in the deep
yeah.
end of the environment, throw me in the big stuff. That's where I learn and grow.
This is a podcast episode,
yes.
but like this is also an advertisement
it
for
is.
Us.
Like, yeah, it's for us. Like, and again, like it's for like Kendall and I fully believe we're capable and deserving this as much as everybody else is, and that's the thing, right? And it's good too because I am seeing smaller people. I've saw like
yeah
you know,
I think it's fantastic.
I don't have the best like the lighting isn't the best. I don't have the best lighting audition or whatever, right? And I don't have the fancy edit reels and stuff. I've still seen a dude or whatever record something on his phone or whatever, you know. It's
yeah
it's, and so I hope they just, you know, take it personality sake and everything like that. And again, you have all these people with all these reels and these doodads, and I did this thing, I did this thing, I did this thing, but, and that's okay. I'm just saying, make sure, you know, you pick people that were fans of the show and all that. You should take them into priority first, no matter how big or small they are, and then go from there.
Hire Wilden. But also, I am here to say that, like, if you do consider Wilden, he is fantastic. I think you really should consider Wilden. Just throw him a bone. Like, he would do so fantastic in this industry, and he just needs a chance. He just needs someone to get him an interview. And this is why we kind of made this podcast. One, because we're in love with the gaming community, and we know we could do this type of stuff, and we took it in our own hands to make our own podcast. So,
yeah, I mean, well, thank you, Kendall. That's very sweet of you to say. That's very kind and very nice. And, like, again, if I got an interview for G4, I'm for sure going to be like, hey, I mean, Kendall and I do this thing together, but I'm telling you, like, if I'm saving you some of the work, if you're looking for new content, just bring Kendall and I to, just bring us in. That like, I mean, dude, don't get me wrong. I'll be on all of your shows too, but if it gets a chance for more people to be on it, I'll be fine with one show. But I want this, but I'm not going to not mention Kendall if I get an interview for this thing and bring her in too. I got to, because I'm like, I mean, you can just stick with me if you want, but I'm just letting you know that, like, if you want something easy content, Kendall and I right here, we know we have good chemistry and we work together. You should bring her in too, you know?
Oh my God, that would be so fantastic. All like, yeah. That's just the dream. But that's anyway, dream. Moving on to other things that are coming back or is already back. As we know, Mixer ended, Ninja was over there, Ninja came back to Twitch. I found out this week that if you were previously following Ninja before he moved to Mixer, you still technically follow him now on Twitch. Like, if you were following him, he left. He technically didn't have a profile on Twitch anymore. But now that he's back, you don't have to go back to his profile and re-hit that follow button, that heart, because it's there for you already. Twitch thought about it. They're like, we got to give Ninja all his follows back. So here it is. You're welcome, Ninja. And now he's at the top of my feed every day.
You know, and I finally gave him a follow, too. I was like, all right, I'll give this jerk a follow.
No way. Have you watched any of his streams?
I watched, like, I watched a second of him playing Fall Guys, and it was just him. Oh, he told us, one time I come in, he tells this really sad story about his dog going through some crap, and how the dog got better, and I was like, that poor dog. I felt sorry for that dog. But
that hooked you. It hooked you in.
That's the one thing. The one time I watched his content, that's what he's talking about. But, yeah, and I was like, I'll be fine giving the bigger streamers a follow now. Like, I follow, like, Lupo and Tenda Tatman Shroud, but it's like I tune in their streams once a year for about 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah, I follow all of them, but I mostly just support and watch smaller streamers. I feel like we should support small streamers, and like, yes, I could give my money to like Ninja or like Pokimane or something, Tenda Tatman, but like, I want to support other smaller streamers, and I think that's where my subs should go, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's all they're getting from me is a follow. I'm not donating to any of them. The only time I'm going to do that is if I want to show off and I become rich all of a sudden and get their attention for something.
Although I would. I totally would buy their merch. Like, I want Pokimane merch so bad, yeah. Really? I love her. Pokimane's merch is so cute. And then I already have Valkyrie merch. Like, I have a sweater of hers. I love the sweaters. Everyone's sweaters. Oh, I think maybe I'm just so into sweaters that I love their merch so much.
Yeah, but, yeah. Ray is very sweater based.
She is 100% sweater based, but that's okay because I'm sweater based too. But, you know, the goal is to get smaller streamers that fan base so where they could make merch too, and then we could buy their merch. Boom!
And we can make our own merch.
And then we can make our merch if this podcast gets out there. That's the goal. Spread this to your friends. Okay.
No, I appreciate that, Kenna. No, and that's a good way of, like, looking at things. Again, at the end of the day, like, me personally, like, I totally get you wanting the merch. I just want to do it myself because I'm not going to buy a merch of somebody unless, like, it's somebody that, like, I, like, believe in and really support. I'm not going to buy, even if it's, like, you know, even because of his cute or something, I feel weird because I feel like I'm, like, cheating people that do want it, or, like, I'm being a phony by saying I'm buying this person when I have no attachment, even if it is cute or adorable.
Yeah,
but hey, more power to
you.
More power to you. And speaking of Pokimane.
And speaking of Pokimane.
You love talking about her story of coming back, leaving, coming back.
Gosh,
what's going on now?
It's every week. So a month ago, she made an announcement that she is taking a break from content creation because I've said this previously. She wants to fall in love with content creation again. And she did go on that break immediately after that announcement. But then that next week, she came back because she had to deal with some personal issues when it comes to people criticizing her, of her being criticized. It was a lot. It was a 16-minute long video. Then she went back on break. Then she came back and to host the Chat's Choice Awards. And then she went back on break. And then guess what? Her break ended. It ended, and now she's streaming again. It was a very successful stream. It felt like she wasn't even gone. People have said that. People have said they missed her. Her sub count did go down, but, like, obviously it went way up there super fast. And she's just back, and it felt like she wasn't gone. But this is the podcast letting you know that she's officially back, even though every week so far we have talked about her.
It just killed me. It's like, oh, we missed you. I'm like, what do you mean? There was no time to miss her.
Yeah, and I like, yeah, I like said that super fast. I needed to recap the whole thing, but I can't miss her if I feel like she wasn't gone. But I hope Pokimane had enough time to herself to where she actually fell back in love with content creation. I hope for her, man. Because she's a wonderful content creator and she's a wonderful influence to women out there all over, young girls who want to be streamers in this very male heavy based community. And, like, you know, yeah, I don't know. She's just a wonderful person and a good influencer to them.
That's nice to hear. I'm, you know, pushing all the simps out the way and all the trolls and all that jazz, and you know,
I mean, I think, yeah, this break is definitely a good way to get rid of trolls, I feel.
Yeah,
you know, they get bored, they go into a different creator, which is sad, but, like,
yeah, I mean, again though, but like you said, it's like she had a time off, but I felt like her time off was equivalent for me of taking a day off from streaming that I do every week. Like, that was it. I'm like, oh, I need my break. Oh, okay,
oh, I took a break and I'm back, but I didn't really take a break because it was just one day.
It's like, I don't know. It's just like, I feel like she should, you know, go back to Japan or go somewhere I don't even know if she can. I don't know if she could go travel somewhere and not, like, herself have the urge to not stream it.
I get you.
Something.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Just like, I don't know. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, but hey, yay, Ray's back together.
Back.
Yeah, and then, of course, her Ninja and Ray, all the big people playing the game together
Yes, they're all playing games together. One day we'll be in that group playing games with them.
Sure, yeah, sure, why not? I mean, totally down for that, but again, it's like, I can't, you know, just my egotistical brain is like, hey, I'll be down to play with them, but start us off, go ahead to, I guess, the Xbox stuff or whatever, just go into it.
Okay, and here we are, the next new thing, the next hot thing that got leaked was Xbox Series X / Series S. It got leaked online, a lot of information got leaked online, and Xbox just went with it. They literally posted a meme and then posted a informational kind of tweet where they just said, well, it's out there, so let's make it official. And they did. They released all their new information about Xbox Series S early, and here is what I have for you. Xbox Series S. It's white, which looks fantastic. And it's literally the smallest Xbox ever. You can pre-order it September 22nd for $299. And also you can get Xbox All Access for only $24.99 a month for 2 years. And this whole thing will be available November 10th. So I personally think Xbox did a great job just handling the entire situation. Because usually when it comes to leaks, they don't usually, I feel like people don't like address leaks, you know, but they went with it. And they grabbed it underneath. It's they like held the catch. They held the fall. They caught the fall. That's what I'm trying to say. They caught the fall. And we just get this information early, which is fine. Yeah. What do you think about it? What do you think about Xbox Series S?
Well, I'm surprised you didn't mention this, because considering our past episodes, I'm surprised you didn't bring up the memes that this
calls. Yeah, there's so many fucking memes.
I was waiting for the Kindle meme segment to come up.
I wanted to get what your thought first.
Okay. Besides the memes, yeah, you're right. They handled this well. I know for a second people are like, oh, they leaked it themselves. No, apparently that wasn't the case. It wasn't planned. They didn't leak it themselves. They just had a nice recovery. And yeah, it's, you know what? It's a good deal. It's a good deal.
Yeah.
For what you're getting and everything.
I think so too.
It's not going to convince me by any means, but yeah, if you're looking like the holiday season and stuff like that, really it's, you know, it's almost making it seem like you can almost see that the S is the main console.
Yes.
And then the other one, the bigger one is like, just like, oh, if you really are a big gamer, then get that one.
Yeah. But like, I feel like the Xbox Series S would be perfect for someone like me, who's not a big console player, more of a PC gamer, but like, I think it's so cute, it's sleek, it'll fit with my setup, it's like enough for what I need, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you're getting Xbox, is the one you're gonna go with?
Yeah, I would go with Xbox Series S.
It's nice too, because we have a date and a price of one of these two consoles. We know everybody's been waiting for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
They're somebody for someone, and Xbox, for better or worse, got their trigger pulled first, whether they want to or not, and we got it.
I think it's kind of crazy how, like, we have the PS5, don't even know how much that is, but then we got leaked the Series S and X for Xbox, and we have both prices, when it's going to be out. Like, it's like, did that all happen because it was leaked? Was this leak intentional?
Apparently not. Some people were thinking of it, and supposedly, like, I was listening to, I can't remember what podcast I was listening to, but they, like, they were sitting at inside sources in there just saying that, no, it wasn't intentional.
Yeah.
But, you know, but they could just be saying that, too. I don't know. Because I know they were both holding back on pulling the trigger.
Yeah.
We do know, since then, too, Sony is next week having another conference talking about PlayStation 5 content. They didn't say anything related to the price of their console. But the last time they did that, they just said it was going to be about content, and they did show us the console. So we're thinking this, we might finally know next week what the price is going to be and the date for that as well, because I think now they're so like exciting. Xbox pulled it first, we're going to do it. Yeah, so we'll hopefully know by next episode.
But also, because of this, and now we know what it looks like, of course the memes will start rolling in. I think my favorite right now is the meme where it's a fucking call box for drive-thrus. It literally looks like it's the speaker, and underneath it would say, please place order here. And then you start saying, yeah, can I get a number 3, which large fries, please, and like a strawberry shake. That's what it looks like, does it not?
Shoot, all you gotta do is just like somehow implement like a, I don't know, like a DoorDash or like an Uber Eats, and you can just like, instead of ordering it on your phone, you could just tell your Xbox.
On the Xbox.
Yeah, like a full simulation. You can just pretend you're in the car and just drive.
We take
off
VR to real life right now.
Also, yeah.
People have said it looks like a grill. People have said it looks like a washing machine. People have said it looks like a cassette tape player. Like, it really just looks like one large speaker.
Yeah, yeah. It's I mean, it's an interesting design choice. It's, you know, it's kind of goofy, but
yeah, it's just like a giant circle inside a white box.
Yeah, it's weird. And that's the other thing too. It's like, I don't know if me personally, that like wouldn't drive me nuts.
Yeah, I feel like the PS5's design is definitely cooler and sleeker, but you can make fun of PS5 way more than this Xbox Series S.
Yeah, that's true. We've seen the memes from that too. The old Kaiba meme.
The memes for PS5 is way better, 100%. They win on that for sure.
Yeah, because there was more like thought into it, you know.
Yeah.
Whereas a Series X, it's like they just handed it to you.
Yeah, there wasn't much literally. Someone was literally like white, but usually your consoles are black. They're like, okay, put a black circle on it. And they're like, oh okay, nice.
Yeah, no, it's a. That's the thing, right? Everything, and that's the thing too, is all these consoles are white. First it used to be black, then was white. I mean, the 360 originally was white, but then went to black. And
it did, yes.
PlayStation was always black. Now it's
PlayStation
like
PlayStation was
white.
Always black.
Well, PS1, to be fair. And speaking of too, which is another surprising thing, I think some people expected them to make an announcement because there was the 25th anniversary of the PS1 being in the U.S. this week. And people thought, that'd be a good day to announce something, but they didn't.
Nope. Not at all. Because they hate us.
they know we're going to buy it anyway. They know.
Yeah.
Bunch of jerks.
What else happened, Wilden?
What happened this week? Well, mm-hmm. I'm glad you asked, Kendall. Thanks. One thing is that the game Kena, which was a big hit.
Yes.
It was one of the bigger hits of the last PlayStation conference. I guess it's smaller game. I'm not sure if it's AAA or smaller, but it's made by people that were involved in Pixar. It's got very Pixar look. Liked it. It looks cool. Action fantasy thing. They just, unfortunately, we're going to have to wait a little longer. They came out with a notification saying, surprise, because of COVID, it's being delayed till next year.
Surprise.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
it's been happening.
This pandemic just taking away everything from us. How dare?
Yeah, it's bad enough where CD Projekt Red is like, we're telling you that we're good. We're not doing any more delays. They sent like two reassurances already. Just let you guys know, we're still okay. We're good. We delayed it. We're fine this time.
They're like, bitch, just kidding.
Unfortunately, which was one of the favorites, we lose Kena. Luckily for PlayStation, though, it's not, because see, that's unlike Xbox, which they had Halo and they lost that. They don't have like a lot of big selling games. PlayStation's still okay. They still got a few more. Granted, some of them, like Horizon, is gonna be early 2021. We still don't know for sure the Ratchet and Clank thing or stuff like that, but hopefully with Spider-Man and stuff, they'll be able to carry on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's unfortunate, but again, always more time is never a bad thing. As much as we hate it, usually always works out for the better, unless you're Duke Nukem Forever. But, you know, there's exceptions to the rule. So that's happening. Also, an update on a bigger topic that's been going on, this whole Apple versus Epic thing.
Mm-hmm.
We got some new updates. There's always been new updates with that recently. Apple is now changing some things. They're updating the terms of service.
Wow.
Which it's giving the tiniest olive branch possible, but really not making things any better for the situation. So basically, as they said to this, and this is, I'm just going to read some quotes here. This is from Matt Kim at IGN, who quoted from Apple. Games offered as streaming game service subscription must be downloaded directly from the App Store, must be designed to avoid duplicate payment by subscriber, and should not disadvantage non-subscriber customers. So apps for streaming services could be on the store as a catalog app, that will help users sign up. Like, that's a potential thing. But basically, each game must have an individual app store page.
Oh,
so
okay.
So basically, it's saying, like, yeah, you can have X Cloud, but you can't technically load the game through the xCloud, you would have to load the game as its own separate application, and then that goes through the xCloud. So whether it would be that or Epic or whatever, it's basically, it's like adding all these unnecessary steps to make this work. So like if you get, like I said, like a Fortnite or something like that, you know, you have to download Fortnite, the app, then you have to make sure you connect that or get it through Epic. Uh-huh. And then you don't go through Epic, but then if you want to go, and then also too, that also counts for purchasing it, because then Apple still takes that 30% cut. So let's say, oh, I have Halo through the xCloud on my phone, but I want to buy a new skin or a new multiplayer map. You still have to purchase that then through the game app.
Okay.
And then the Apple would still get a 30% of that cut, even though you're still going through xCloud, sort of.
Jeez.
So it's they're like giving them a chance, but it's this really like weird old school way out of the way thing, and it's the tiniest step in the right direction, but it's barely a step. It's a lot, because imagine all the stuff they already have installed
on
like IJ was saying, say like hundreds of games already installed. You have to go back and make a separate app for all those games. Like, who's going to take the time to do that?
Yeah. Wow.
I don't know, Kendall. It's getting crazier and crazier by the second.
Mm-hmm. That is a little crazy.
Yeah, it's far reach. So yeah, I will keep you updated. This by the week, things are changing, things are progressing. This is kind of a big deal for the game industry as a whole.
Yeah.
So we're gonna see where it goes from here. Speaking of things changing game industry, let's talk about our old friend GameStop. Yes, GameStop still exists.
It does, which is kind of crazy.
It does.
Just a few stores here and there.
Yeah. So this is also according to IGN. Jordan Oldman posted this. They had a call a while ago saying that they were going to close about 300 stores at a previous earnings call. Now there's been an update, and they're actually closing more stores. They're actually closing up to 100 more stores. So somewhere between 400 and 450 stores are actually going to close, and that'll go from now until 2021. But it's weird. So GameStop Online saw a 800% sales increase, which sounds good, but it's still less than expectations of what was expected it to do concerning the pandemic.
Yeah.
And I know that, and they were saying too, which is a fair point, like, I think, I don't know if we ever talked about this on podcast or not, but we're talking about doing, like, revamping the stores, the ones that were left to, like, a more experienced space, like, they were gonna have couches, all this stuff, and I think they might even build a store already. They were testing out, like, New York or something, and talk about maybe if that did rolling it out. Of course, that was before COVID happened, so who knows if that's even still gonna happen or not, or if that's out the window. It's, again, it's, you know, we even thought before COVID that GameStop was slowly going downhill, but then you had people like Reggie hop in and be on the board, and they're like, maybe they're gonna redo, or, you know, it's like, who knows at this point? I'm surprised, it's not the highest, it's not what they expected, but that people still use GameStop Online.
Yeah.
It's interesting considering. Because you'd be like, well, why don't you just use Amazon? Or if you're going to go online, why not just go get a game through PSN or Xbox? You know, especially with this Game Pass becoming a thing, the fact that people would still even go through GameStop is interesting. Mm-hmm. I guess the only exception would be like for consoles. I guess that makes sense. But then again, they sell like, you know, digital games, you would go through like Epic or Steam or something, but no, people still use it. Again, you know, probably with like the Switch coming out and these two consoles will help it and things like that. So it always teeters on. It's not as big of a fall, I feel like, maybe as like what Blockbuster was. Like, it wasn't it's slowly, more gradually, slowly dying. But yeah, I couldn't tell you. I think the last time I was in GameStop Kindle was in K-Town off the Metro stop. There's one right there. And it was nice to walk into, like, once in a while and be like, ah, these were times, you know?
Yeah.
And sometimes it helps to physically see stuff. But even then, like, I know, like, going to Best Buys, even the gaming section Best Buys have kind of dwindled down.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I just, like, I don't know. When was the last time you went to Best Buys? GameStop for anything or GameStop.
Honestly, I feel like it was last year in the mall, but it was so bare, you know? I feel like there was nothing there or something. And yeah, there was like one worker, like not doing much. Yeah.
And I mean, we always heard stories about how the workers were treated, weren't necessarily the best. And yeah. You know, and like, I think technically I still have my Elite card, I think, now that I think about
it.
But it's weird because I would always gain enough points just to use the points to renew it. So I rarely ever had to pay for it. But I mean, I think the last, you know, you can, you know, still have the good memories of waiting in line at midnight to physically get a game or something. And they would have, like, sometimes people, if you're, like, in LA, they would have people work on the game, do, like, a signing thing, which was cool and things like that. I think the last game I ever pre-ordered that I got at midnight was here. It was in Burbank. At the Burbank Mall was for Kingdom Hearts 3. That was like the last one that I could think of where I pre-ordered like a game directly. But again, it's the only place you can like sell used games physically, I guess, anymore. A lot of the bigger games I would get, I resell back and things like that sort. Which brings up my issue with digital. The only issue I still have with digital is that I can't resell games. Like, once you buy them digital, you can't sell them back. So that's always a risk you're taking if you're pre-ordering a game and you're still not 100% sure on a digital. There's no way for you to sell that back. You just wasted $50. You'll never get back. I wish there was a way to somehow do that digitally, like resell stuff. I don't think you could, but that'd be nice.
Yeah.
yeah. So,
good idea for sure.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's yeah, it's nice to go in, but you know, it's whatever. But yeah, that's enough. There's one big thing that happened this week, Kendall, which is Ubisoft had their second Ubisoft Forward, and apparently not its last either. And I feel like we should talk about what we saw and things there. But before that, Kendall, there's another thing that happened before Ubisoft Forward, which was my man Eve, little Eve. Always running around saying stuff. Came out with a video basically apologizing for all the stuff that's happened and all that. Interesting, it came out before the presentation. It wasn't evolved as it seemed like the way it was filmed. It was meant to be part of the presentation, but they decided to put it online before. And I've heard they haven't added to any of their VODs and stuff like that. So it seems like, oh, it was just for Twitter for that one day, and then we'll never talk about it again. Kendall, did you watch that as well? And how did you feel about them putting out that video and how they did it?
They probably shouldn't have put that on video just because his body language and it feels so scripted.
Yeah, it was basically him just like apologizing for stuff they do. And he's like, oh, we're going to donate to stuff to this and this and this. And people were kind of, I don't know if they like people were really buying into it. But again, the whole idea of them kind of like hiding this seemed a little... just, like, man up and just fucking admit to it already, you know? And just, I mean, this video they kind of do, but, again, not to put in the presentation and address it, it seems a little... I don't know. Is that some, Kendall, you think they should have just... They should have, like, stepped up a presentation? Or are you fine that they...
I watched a little bit of it, and it just doesn't seem like the type of person you would put on camera to... to make like an apology type video.
Yeah, it's weird because he is the face of the company. So like when all this was going on, like in the beginning, he was kind of quiet and people were like, why hasn't he said anything about it? So that's part of the reason why. But
yeah, I don't know if it might be better in writing and then you literally post that everywhere. Yeah. I just don't know. I can see people watching that video and then just not caring about it, or like not believing him. You know?
Yeah. But again, it's like, is this something they should have put in the main event and not have it as a separate video, like right before that? Do you think that would have had more of an impact to be like have it in the thing? Whereas here again, it's like you said, it feels scripted. They just posted it on Twitter. They didn't really announce they were doing it. They just threw it up there right before it. Like kind of like a, I would say like laziness behind it, but they purposely didn't put much notice on it or anything.
Yeah.
So it's interesting.
That is for sure.
Yeah. But yeah, at the Ubisoft cons at like E3 every year, he's always there. I mean, overall, people like him generally, but he has been, you know, he's in a weird spot right now.
Yeah.
So I don't know how to say it. But anyway, but I feel like we had to address it. We couldn't not address it.
Yeah, you definitely have to address it 100%.
Yeah. But in the meantime, though, Kendall, but then we had the Ubisoft Forward to happen, right?
Yeah.
We had Ubisoft Forward happen. We finally got gameplay. We got a date.
Woo!
We got all kinds of info on what used to be called Gods and Monsters, but now it's called Immortals Fenyx Rising.
Yeah.
Basically, everybody's saying it's Breath of the Wild, but hey, it doesn't seem like weapon degradation, so it's a slightly better Breath of the Wild.
Oh my gosh.
It's very, I know the look of it has changed over time. It looks a lot different than it used to be. It's got a comedic tone to it. There's a lot of jokes. I was watching people give opinion on their, like, because some of the press got to play it, and they were saying that, you know, what makes it slightly interesting is that, like, the narrators are Zeus and, who was the other host? It was Zeus and, fudge. I forgot who was chained up or whatever. But they, like, commentate. Like, they're the ones that narrate the game. Like, the protagonist talks, but she's not much of a talker. But the fact that the gods are the narrators.
Yeah.
And no comment on the fact. Like, they reference the fact that the game was called Gods and Monsters. So they break the fourth wall and stuff like that. And it comes out in December this year, which I think is surprising to some of people. And it's coming out on all current systems right now. Then nothing about next gen. But it's even coming to Stadia. Oh, which, by the way, we got to talk about Stadia again for a second. We got to talk about that. But so, Kendall, what do you think? Were you ever interested in this Gods and Monsters game? What do you think about this? Does this catch your eye at all?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty, like, fun. It looks fun. I'm, like, kind of excited for it. It reminds me of other, like, I don't want to say, like, Monster Hunter. But, like, you know, like, something of that sort. I don't know. I'm into it.
Yeah, it's I mean, I'm definitely gonna give it a shot. I want to check it out. I like the open world aspects. Playing it would be cool and give me an idea if I would like the new Zelda or not, or things of that sort. I gotta be honest. The title, it's not the best title. It's not that they should have. It should have just kept Gods and Monsters.
Yeah, it was a little weird. Like, they made it longer.
Yeah, Immortals, Fenyx Rising. I mean, I guess they're setting up for a franchise. I mean, is it called?
Oh, yeah.
But the problem 100%. Is that there's no colon, though. So it's like, is Immortals the name of the franchise? And then why didn't you put Immortals colon Fenyx Rising? But no, it's not a subtitle. So that's what makes it more confusing.
Yeah, it just, you know what it, yeah, the, I don't know if it, the art-wise, I don't know if it looks like it could be successful as, like, as a franchise, as a series, just because when it comes to series, like, they tend to not, like, this has a very cartoony aspect to it, you know? But for what it is, it doesn't even look cartoony, you know?
Yeah, and I guess the positive in that, too, is that it does, I mean, there are good games out there, like A Plague Tale Innocence, or games like that, where the first entry, they have subtitle, which is telling you they play on this ticket franchise. And in one sense, it could seem like they're a little bit, oh, they're a little full of themselves. They think this game's pretty good. It does come across that way, but, you know, if it works, it's fine. You know, that seems to be a new hip thing, I guess.
I guess, yeah. Because it just looks like a mix of, like, Monster Hunter and, like, Breath of the Wild. You know? Like, if you put those two games together, I feel like this is it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good... Yeah, that, a little Shadow Colossus maybe, too.
Yes.
Yeah, good thing. But yeah, no, it's like... A new franchise, a new IP, that's always a good thing to see. And then, I don't know about you, Kendall, but, you know, this thing, but we're gonna talk about some returning franchises, though. Some returning franchises, again, officially announced, our boy, everybody's favorite person, Sam Fisher's coming back, folks, again. He's coming back in another game. Folks.
Gosh.
Again, for the 15th billionth time, Ubisoft's trolling everybody again and not giving a new Splinter Cell game, but putting Sam Fisher in another one. And that's his time. It is Rainbow Six Siege. They showed us a little story to give us a little something as to why he's in Rainbow Six Siege. But again, Kendall, it's gone too long. It's gone too long at this point. The joke is gone. The meme has gone too long.
They just got to do something about it.
At some point, I mean, even then, like, it's like, it gets to a point where it was a funny meme to now people are just like, had enough. Granted, Rainbow Six Siege is really big. They announced, you know, they're having the big tournament and things like that. Good for those people that like that thing. I don't personally care about Rainbow Six Siege as much. But again, it's just this Sam Fisher trolling thing. It's like, oh.
Oh, if they have it, they have it. They got it. They did it. It's a thing that's happening.
Do you care about Rainbow Six Siege at all? Have you ever tried it?
I was so into Rainbow Six Las Vegas, and I just couldn't get into Siege. I just couldn't do it. But, like, I'm a fan of, like, just it, yes. Like, of, like, the franchise. But they just have so much to it now. Like, I don't know. They gotta do something different.
Yeah, it's, I mean, if I had to pick a Tom Clancy franchise, I would probably pick Rainbow Six Siege as the one I would play.
I'm waiting for more Splinter Cells to come out there. Where are all my Splinter Cells?
Apparently never, because you're gonna have to play other games to get your Splinter Cell fix, apparently, according to Ubisoft.
Oh, dude, they used to make so many Splinter Cell games back then. What about now? I want one now.
I know. But, and another similar thing of throwing an old friend back into the game, but actually in a way that kind of makes sense. We got more footage of Watch Dogs Legion. The big story being that Stormzy, who's apparently a rapper that people like, who I'd never heard of before, is appearing in Watch Dogs Legion because it takes place in London. He's a London, UK rapper. He has his own mission. That's cool. I know people are actually excited for Watch Dogs. They even didn't like the previous ones, are kind of into this. I'll wait and see how it turns out. But those who were fans of the franchise, your boy Aiden Pierce is back.
Ooh.
Coming back and, you know, doing the cliche classic, I'm a man favorite male character, coming back with a beard, because that's how they always do it.
Yeah.
They always come back with a beard when they've never had a beard before, because they're badass and gruff and had experience.
Mm-hmm.
He's showing up, who, just in case those of you don't know, he was the main protagonist of the first game. People like Aiden, yeah, like him. He's not the most famous protagonist around, but there are people that are happy that he's back. Apparently, he made a cameo appearance as well in the second one. And he's back for the third one. And so he's going to be a playable character in the DLC expansion. So if you're happy about that, that's good. But
Wow, yeah.
I'm curious to see how Watch Dogs Legion, another game that's been delayed. I felt like they've talked about it for 5 years. But it's finally coming out. And it looks interesting. It looks very interesting. Are you into Watch Dogs? Have you ever played Watch Dogs?
Yeah, I played the first Watch Dogs, and then I couldn't get into the second Watch Dogs. It was so different, and I don't know. There's something about it that I just wasn't into.
You know what? And that, you know, that's weird. You know what, Kendall? And I'm sure there's other people that have the same opinion you do. I feel like this Watch Dogs franchise, there's people that like the first one more and like the second one more. It's very split. Maybe this third one will bring everybody together. All right, so you seeing Aiden Pierce coming back, does that do anything for you at all to be like, oh,
I don't know. Like, yeah, I don't know. There's like, I'm not into that series anymore. I feel like, I don't know. There's something about it that didn't pique my interest anymore.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm with you on that, too. That's why I'm like a wait and see. Like, I'll give Legion a shot. But again, even Watch Dogs 2, I played for a little bit.
Yeah.
It has everything I like. Open worlds, missions, characters. But there was just something about it still that didn't quite grab me. Even with the cool cyberpunky neon look. I'm not opposed to giving it another shot again and trying it out. The first one was free on Epic a while ago. I might give that another shot again. But yeah, I feel that with you. Just something about that hasn't grabbed me, which is
weird. Yeah, it's so sad. I feel like the first one was so good.
Hyperscape. Let's talk about that. Hyperscape has since, you know, been out. It's free. People play it, I guess, even though nobody talks about it, but people are playing it.
Yep.
Coming out with a new turbo mode.
Wow. Tell me about turbo mode.
Yeah, it's a god mode edition where it increases everything. Faster gameplay, faster time, faster things closing in on you, fast-paced game, maximum experience, ultimate. And that's what it is. Comes out the end of September.
As if the game wasn't fast already, you know?
Oh, like, no.
The game wasn't good and fast and already, like,
no,
boosted.
It needs to be faster, Kendall. There's not enough people talk about it right now. They need to update the overdrive and just fucking go.
I guess that's what they have to do.
I mean, you know, they showed that, you know, oh, look at streamers playing it. That means everybody plays it. But honestly, like, I haven't seen much, at least people that I follow on the stream play all that much.
I feel like ever since Myth picked it up and then stopped playing it, I haven't seen it as much. It was like such a like Hyperscape, I feel like, became popular because of Myth, and then now ever since he stopped playing it, I don't see many people on it anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I have no idea how well it's doing. Maybe we're just seeing the wrong people, or
you think?
I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. Because usually you can tell if something's gone downhill quick, but this one, I'm not sure. I couldn't say for sure that it's gone downhill quick. I don't know. Even though I personally haven't seen a lot of people play it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? I will find out by, like, a year from now. We'll know. You know? And speaking of other things come back, well, one's not really franchised, but two favorite games of the past from Ubisoft's category coming back. The first one being something that had been rumored in the last week or so by certain people, and it's been confirmed. Yes, Scott Pilgrim versus the World game is coming back. And those of you who liked the movie, like I did, and liked the books, they've released this game right around the movie and all that came out. You could get it like on the PS3. You could play and stuff like that. Then it was on, and then all of a sudden disappeared. They were like, one day they were like, this is it. It's going away forever. We're like, no. And then we never thought we would see it again. We hope one day maybe it would come back, and it did. It's back. It's got the extra characters. It's on everything, including Stadia. All current gen stuff, and it's coming. It's here. Kendall, did you ever play the original Scott Pilgrim game? Were you into Scott Pilgrim at all? Do you not care about Scott Pilgrim?
I was into Scott Pilgrim, but like the manga and the movie, but I never picked up the game. So I don't know anything about the game. Oh. I love the world.
You should, Kendall. It's good. It's a classic beat 'em up. It's like a Streets of Rage, Battletoads, side scroller beat 'em up. It's good. I never finished it. I never got far into it. But you could play, you know, I think it could be a multiplayer thing too.
Mm-hmm.
And it just goes through the movie of the game, but it just allows you to play it all the way through, and it's fun, man.
Yeah.
It's fun. So I would highly recommend picking it up. I'm not sure what the price for it's going to be, but It's worth it. If you like the, especially if you like the series, yeah, don't let this opportunity pass you by. Again, it's I highly recommend it. And I'm glad to hear that. And speaking of itches, I'm going to go on a slight tangent here. But again, Stadia had the thing, which I don't even know what game it was, where they're like, oh, you get to try it first on Stadia. And I was just like, again, seeing in chat, people forget Stadia exists. Stadia's still, they're still trying. I'm kind of starting to feel bad for them at this point. I'm like, you got, they're trying. They're still coming out with games, but just, man, it's just the fact that Stadia is still a thing, I guess, is something I just had to address. Stadia. There's one or two people out there that are like, anywho, but another game, Kindle, that's coming back. Curious your thoughts on this. There was a rumor for a bit recently, too, that a certain franchise may come back, the Prince of Persia franchise. It ended up being true. Prince of Persia
is
coming back with a remake of The Sands of Time, which is from the original trilogy, because you had the original trilogy. Well, let's do a quick history lesson. History time, folks, as I put out my glasses I already have on and take out a ruler. There was an original Prince of Persia game that came out way back on, like, I think it was Apple or Apple II. Then it came out with a sequel. It was a side-scrolling platformer, very different from Prince of Persia's now. Then about, like, 20 or so years have passed. Then they came out with The Sands of Time on, like, I think it was a PS2 and Xbox. Did well. Ended up making a trilogy of it. And then after the trilogy was done, then they decided to make a live-action movie of it that, you know, had Jake Gyllenhaal in it. And that was the thing that happened. And then they kind of did a remake of the first game, sort of, based on the movie. Kind of what they did with the Ratchet and Clank franchise, except this didn't go over as well as that did. And it was okay or whatever. And then some more time had passed. Then they decided to reboot the franchise with a new Prince of Persia, which I believe is on the PS3 and 360.
Mm-hmm.
And they changed it. They made the characters different. It was like it was you and another princess character. And it was like got that cartoony graphic novel look sort of thing, the cel shade to it. Some people liked it. Some people thought it was too easy. Let's just say there was no more sequels to that game. And then since then, the franchise has been dormant. People wondered, like, hey, would the franchise ever come back? Is it even relevant to bring back or whatever? But yes, they've confirmed there's a remake coming next year. Current gen only as of right now, not next gen. They rebuilt it. But depending on who you are, it might seem a little disappointing to you and some. We're getting a lot of remakes, a lot of redos. Final Fantasy VII Remake, for example. Looks pretty good. Looks pretty, pretty good. Then seeing this remake, graphically, it's not the best we've seen. It's definitely an improvement over the previous game for sure, but it is getting bashed on quite a bit for how it looks. It's so much so that's turned people off from wanting even to get the game and play it. It's hard to disagree. I'm not going to lie. The facial animations are not the best. And it is like a $40 price tag, which people think it should even be cheaper than that, considering how it looks. I don't know. Again, people also seem to be saying too, like, is remake even the right word? Maybe it's more just of a remaster. There's not enough there to really call it a remake. Kendall, I don't know if you've seen some of the footage of this, but how do you feel? Are you like, nah, people are making a big deal. It's not the best, but it's improvement. It's fine. Or do you see where people are saying where they're like, ooh, it's a little rough?
I think it's a little bit of both. Yes, it could have been better, but like, I also think people are making a big deal out of nothing. I don't know. What do you think?
I can get where they're coming from. It doesn't look the best, but I'm. Will you play it? Are you going to have that just like own you for not playing it or something? Are you interested in playing it? Did you play the original ones at all?
No.
Mm.
Yeah, that's the thing. So like, I can't really say much about it. Wait, well, have
then
you?
Maybe for you it'll be good because, again, like, if you never played it before, this might be a better experience for you overall.
Maybe, actually, yeah. But that's also why I think people are making a big deal out of nothing. But also, I still see what people are saying. But, like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. I wonder. I don't know. Like, it comes out 2021. Do you think there's a slight chance where it's, like, a crisis scenario where people were like, crisis doesn't look great, and they're like, all right, well, we're going to delay a little bit and kind of, do you think there's a chance of that happening at all? Where, like, there's so many people that don't like it enough where they would even consider holding it off a little bit? Or do you think...
I don't think crisis is that big of a game for them to do that, honestly. I don't know. That sounds really mean to say.
Right. But I mean, they kind of did. I mean, so that's kind of what happened. They delayed a little bit. Like, I think the PC release, people were complaining about it. But
really?
Yeah, they did. But Prince of Persia, though, I don't know. Because does that mean we would get remasters of the whole trilogy? Would they have been better off just remastering the trilogy? Which
maybe
they've done before. They did a remaster trilogy before. Would they have been better off just releasing that again instead of trying to remake this game?
That's a good question. Know. The thing is, I don't know anything about that community to really, have a proper opinion, you know?
See, and here's the thing I will say. Now, I briefly played it back in the day. I didn't jump into it as much as I wanted to. But again, the thing that made this franchise what it was the game that introduced you being able to rewind time to fix your mistakes. That was a big gameplay element. And from what I'm seeing of this game, for the footage they showed, gameplay-wise and all that, it looks pretty much the same.
Yeah.
And So I can attest to the argument of not calling this a remake because Final Fantasy Remake, the gameplay and all that's completely different than the original. That's what's a remake. A remake to me is that you're not just updating graphically, but you're changing either certain parts of the game or how the game plays to make it different.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, this, they're just updating the graphics. That's about it. So, it's like, you know, I don't know if I feel like it's like, oh, you're not really selling what you're marketing kind of thing. And I feel a little like, on them on the get set. Like, come on, guys, you should know better. But still, I'm interested in testing it out. I think it's going to be, again, like for you, I think it's going to be mixed, like how Kingdoms of Amalur Reckoning was, right? Like, that's an example. That wasn't remade, but it was remastered with added content, and people that played it, from what I heard, was like, it doesn't hold up as well anymore. But people still had fun with it. So, like, for me, as somebody's never played it before, I'm getting the best experience, so I might enjoy it more than those people that had played it when it first came out a decade ago. So I think it's going to be split. Like, people never played it are going to like it. There's going to be people that like it and then people that are going to bash on it, I feel like.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was surprised. We didn't think it was good. There was rumors, but people still weren't sure that they weren't going to revisit that franchise anytime soon, but they are. Do you think this maybe is a feeler?
Yeah. I mean, I don't... Yeah, like, what else? I don't know. Yeah.
To see, like, hey, let's see how this does.
Yep.
To constitute us re-giving our shot.
I think so, because, like I said, I feel like, I don't know who's asking for it, but maybe I'm just, like, not in that community, and I just don't know.
Yeah, it's very, but hey, it's good to see it come back. So yeah, they announced a lot of stuff, you know, before coming back then. Kindle, then. They ended off. They're like, oh, and one more thing. As Uncle used to say at Jackie Chan Adventures.
Yeah.
I'm saying in a less stereotype racist way because I don't get myself in trouble. Riders Republic. A thing that's new. People were first saying, wait, steep. Obviously, a little influence from Steep. But it's its own separate thing. It's a multiplayer, maybe kind of open worldy sort of sports game experience. So it's got all the things. It's got snowboarding, bike riding, skateboarding, wings, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's based in real life locations. And it's a little bit of everything. So somewhat, it's cool. I'll admit, the locations look good. It looks like maybe you can play in first person even. You're racing against each other. There's different modes. You see people wearing dinosaur outfits. You see a giraffe on one of the bikes in one of the scenes. So there's a little bit of absurd comedy, not taking itself too seriously, clearly, by the trailer. And it's coming out next year as well for current systems and next gen as well. And again, as a non-sports person, like, I don't really care, but I'm not going to lie to you, Kendall. As the trailer went on, I did slightly start to get a little bit interested in this.
Yeah?
I must admit, as it continued on, I was like, you know what? I'm feeling it a little bit, surprisingly. As it continued on, as a game that normally doesn't appeal to me, again, you know, there's exceptions, right? Like, I'm not a sports guy, but down the road, I wouldn't be, as I mentioned before, I might get Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 remastered, maybe, or something. But yeah, I was watching, and I was like, you know what? I'm kind of digging it. I can see why certain people were kind of into this. Again, I wonder why they chose this. Why does this exist? Why is this a thing? But Kendall, or is this interest you at all?
No, still, same thing. I'm not in that community. I don't know anything about it.
It's okay. We don't know either. Nobody knows. It's a brand new thing.
Oh, it's brand new.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's a brand new thing. It's clearly, folks, like you can see, we do full research here on this channel.
Yes. Yeah. Totally, I just didn't know anything about that. Like, I know.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah. It's so. Yeah. So it's a. Yeah. No. No. That's great. I'm glad. Well, I'm here to tell you. That's what I'm here for. Yeah. So it's a brand new IP that they, and it's the last thing they announced.
I honestly, I just assumed it wasn't, because most of the stuff they were talking about were like not original IPs.
Right.
So that's why I was just like, that's probably something else that I just don't know about.
Yeah. No. It's brand new.
Wow.
Brand spanking new. It's considered an massive multiplayer game, MMO.
Nice. That's a little different from everything else that they announced.
Yeah, and it looks like there's an overworld map too, at least the way it had in the trailer. So I'm not sure if it's one of those things where you just travel to location to do specific stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you can like physically go on a bike from one place to the other, I don't know. It wasn't fully clear on that.
Yeah,
but it has. But apparently it has actual, like, they use actual data to map out all these national parks for all this to take place in. Massive multiplayer online sports extreme racing experience.
Wow. That sounds crazy.
It sounds crazy. Again, like, I would give the trailer to watch if you haven't seen it. Again, like, once I started, like, getting to the layer half on, I was like, you know what? This could be kind of fun for a night.
Mm-hmm.
It could be kind of fun. And you can race up to 50 people at once per match. And again, it looked like maybe there was some first-person stuff, too, or not, or things like that. There were certain things, like, if you're not a fan of heights like I am, that was a little scary. Like, there was one where there were, I don't know, like, you know, it was one of those things where you have like a line stretched out from one canyon to the other, and they were either like just climbing it or walking across it or riding this tightrope, and I was like having a panic attack inside.
Yeah.
And again, yeah, like there's giraffes, there's dinosaurs, there's weird kind of stuff, customization. Again, I'm not sure who asked for this, but I'm curious to see where this goes. I have a feeling I could see this doing better overall than Hyperscape, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, Hyperscape is just not doing so hot anymore.
Yeah, it's. I don't know. I'm gonna see. Hyperscape doing. Is that weird?
Yeah.
What? How is it doing? I'm only seeing launch dates. I don't know, but I'm really curious. I'd be curious. We'll have to keep updated if we come out with some analytics about that, sure, of how that's doing. But yeah, Kendall, and then they announced, hey, we're doing another, we're going to do another Ubisoft Forward. Didn't say when, but like, oh, we're going to keep going. Who knows how many of these things are going to have at this point. So yeah, that was it. That was the Ubisoft Forward. Again, overall, I like this one more than the first one.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like. I feel like it was better. And I'm curious to see where the next one's going to be. I don't know. Some people are like, oh, no new updates on this or whatever. But I'm like, that's what the next one's for, you know? Just comment. And the fact you're getting this release is at least some older games are coming out.
Yeah.
So, that was like our main topic thing that we wanted to talk about. Next week, we will be talking about the PlayStation stuff, of course. There might be another extra thing or two coming out. I know PAX is this weekend. I don't know if something's going to come out of that. So we will keep you updated on all the big things. But I can tell you that will definitely be a big part of it. We'll be covering PlayStation thing next week as one of our main topics. So to go last bit of things, as far as what people have been playing, I kind of mentioned what I was playing earlier. But Kendall, what have you been playing? What are people playing? What is everybody playing?
I'm playing, and so is everybody else and their mothers, Among Us. For me, it just started working. I wasn't able to play Among Us with a lot of people for when it started up in the world. But it just started for me a few days ago, and I understand the hype. I'm so in love with it. Wilden, you and I even played it together that one night, and I think it was really, really fun. Everyone's making like crazy YouTube videos out of it, and they're changing settings, trying to make it a little more crazy. They're trying to make memes out of it. There's so many memes out there. It's just a good overall fun game that requires no skill, so anyone could play with all of their friends.
Yeah, it's again, it's a game that came out a few years ago that all of a sudden randomly got hit. We started hearing it started becoming big and stuff like that, and it was one of those things where it's like, everybody's playing Fall Guys, and some people start playing Among Us, and then it kind of became equivalent to both, and it kind of really just did a 180, where now I still see people playing Fall Guys, but most of the people now are playing Among Us. It's kind of interesting how it
I think
turned on itself.
These two are just wonderful quarantine games. I don't know if they would be as successful as they are now if it wasn't for this quarantine, or maybe they were brought on because of the quarantine, but it's just like a good time for everyone.
Yeah, it's good. I know it's, again, it's, I have my issues like and stuff with the game, but overall it's fun. A lot of people are, again, all the big streamers are playing it and stuff like that. You know, it's good. It's weird. I feel good and bad for developers too, because on one hand, if I was developers, I'd be like, oh great, this is awesome, we're getting all this amazing exposure and stuff like this. But at the same time, I'd be like, yeah, where were y'all at, though, when we came out, though? Do y'all really care about this great? Because, like, if this quarantine was happening, y'all wouldn't be playing any of this shit. Like, who you think you are, huh?
Yeah,
kind of thing.
It's so true, though. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, so it's, like, back and forth. But, yeah, Among Us, it's, like, hitting it, all the YouTube videos, and it's, you know, it's, I'm glad everybody's liking it and playing it, but We'll see how long this thing lasts, you know? I wonder if, like, when Season 2 of Fall Guys comes out, then they'll kind of shift back. I know Spellbreak's a thing. I still haven't played Spellbreak yet. You mentioned it.
Yeah, I think it's fun. I do think they do need a little more tweaks in there. But it's fun if you like Battle Royales without all the guns and the building.
I do not like buildings, so that really
If you're more of like a RPG fantasy type person, this is also a good game for that, because it has to do a lot with spells and you can fly and a lot of elements, and I think it's a good time.
No, that's good. I still want to check out. I have seen some people bash it on the chat. Some people in bashing are like, it's new Among Us, or, you know, they didn't say that, but I'm just being that toxic. I still have checked out. Again, that's free on Epic as well. You can download that. There were some free games on Epic this week also. There was what was the one I grabbed that was a decent one? I can't remember, but there was another decent one out this weekend. In the meantime, though, I think that's gonna start wrapping things up. Thanks guys for hanging in with us. Hopefully we'll have video next week, and have actually us on video again like the olden days. again, spread the word, like, subscribe, share around your friends, follow us on socials. You can follow me at Wilden on Twitter, Wilden, Wilden99 on Instagram, and on Twitch. I stream as well, Wilden99. Feel free to stop on by. Let me know if you've heard of the podcast or coming from podcast. Kendall, where could the people find you?
You could also find me on Twitch, Instagram, and Twitter at Lady Kendall. That's LadyKendoll. And yes, please tell us how you like stuff, what you want us to do. We will be on YouTube. You can see our beautiful faces soon. Drop us a follow, a comment, you know, just all that good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, hashtag G4 needs talent.
Yes.
Hashtag Wilden and Kendall for G4 needs talent.
Yes.
Hashtag hire us. Hashtag, yeah.
Yes.
But in the meantime, guys, until next week. We'll, you know, enjoy your gaming, stay safe out there, and hopefully we'll actually see you, and you'll see us next week. Meantime, guys,
bye! Bye.